And you're listening to All Things Considered on WABE 90.1. I'm Jim Burris. When the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta put out a call for a funding grant to strengthen local nonprofits, officials had no idea they'd get the response they did. 243 organizations applied for 12 spots, meaning 95% of applicants to the Nonprofit Sector Sustainability Fund were rejected. Frank Fernandez is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation, and when we spoke recently, I asked him if he considered the overwhelming response of canary in the coal mine about what local nonprofits are facing.
Definitely think it's a canary in the coal mine situation in terms of the need and demand for it, because we know it is desperately needed. And one of the things we try to do there and more broadly is make sure we're focusing on issue areas and populations that we know are being disproportionately affected by, you know, a lot of the changing federal policy and funding environment.
The 12 groups that were selected, could you talk more about specifically what made them stand out?
Really, a couple of big things are important. Are they in a place where they're open to feedback and coaching and change? Because you really have to have that mindset, and because this is really about how do you examine your business model and transform it to be responsive to the moment? And that could be scary, in all honesty, in terms of what that means for the organization, but you have to have that mindset. And then the second piece of that readiness, the second piece is also they have to be in a place where they are stable enough to be able to go through this process over the next 2 years to be able to pivot. So if it's an organization that I'm not sure if they're going to be open in 3 to 6 months, they're probably not the right fit for this, because to do this, you do it well, you know, again, this is triage. We have to be intentional about who we can actually help with our limited resources, really maximize the impact.
What is the long view here if a good number of these 231 nonprofits go away or don't exist in a form like they do today?
We know that if those groups go away, a lot of families are going to feel it. A lot of individuals are going to feel it. So to me, that's a big part of our motivation. And secondly, the broader nonprofit sector infrastructure will weaken if these things go away, and more gaps will start to pop up. And I think it won't just ultimately affect those most directly impacted, but we all start to feel it in different ways and at different points.
The Community Foundation has been around a long time. It's helped Atlanta nonprofits make it through lean times before. How do you see this potentially comparing?
This is why community foundations exist. This is why this community foundation exists, is to support this community. We are a place-based institution. We're about Atlanta for Atlanta, and this is our 75th anniversary, and we are set up to help take care of and support the people who live in this region and in this city. This happened after the Great Recession in 2008, and it's happened in previous years when we've had recessions, and we're here to help us figure out how to weather this storm. And the, you know, reality is this storm seems particularly rocky.
As we see the need increase for services from nonprofits, are we also seeing a correlation of individual and corporate support showing up to meet that demand?
I would say it's a mixed story. I think it depends on who, you know, we've seen a lot of our individual donors last year and our institutional donors step up in very significant ways. You know, we ended up granting out or via impact investment over $250 million of investment, mostly here in Georgia, to support these growing needs that we know are happening across our region and state. And so I do think our donors are stepping up, and individuals as well as our institutions, our family foundations, our private foundations. I think the corporate community, it's a bit more mixed because of some of the regulations coming out of Washington are making it hard for them to be able to give in ways they've historically given. So they're trying to pivot and figure out how they can continue to be supportive of our community, given some of these changes.
Changes like what?
In terms of what kinds of organizations you can give to, what kinds of populations you can give to, under what frame, you know, all these things have had a chilling effect in terms of, you know, corporations are going to be more risk averse than, say, an individual or a foundation will be, for a lot of different reasons. And so just like groups they may have historically given to, can they still give to them or not if, for example, they support immigrant communities, right? And so there are things like that I think the corporate foundation world has to grapple with or is grappling with it in a different way than other parts of the philanthropic community.
Frank Fernandez is president and CEO of the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta. Frank, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Jim.